kiddos are part of Kids Point. You know, because Kids Point is for our younger kids, our up to fourth graders. And in case you missed the news, school started here this last week. In case you haven't seen the buses out or the kids waiting with their backpacks in the early hours of the morning, or if you came down our street that first morning, you would have seen my son just sitting out there waiting for the bus that never came. So next Sunday is officially what we call Promotion Sunday here, where our now fifth graders move up into the Point, and they leave Kids Point. You know, last Sunday was really their last Sunday with us back in classes, and we have eight students that are moving out of Kids Point and moving into the Point with Mark and Susan, and we just know they're going to have a great time with this new transition. And so something that we like to do with our kids at different stages through elementary and the beginning of middle school is to present them with a Bible. And see, in Kids Point, we like to, when they're starting pre-K or kindergarten, we like to start them off with a Bible that's just for them as they're starting to read. It's more of the story format. It's written in short stories for them to learn God's word as they're learning to read. And then as we progress into third grade, then we like to give them their own regular Bible, the same Bible we use in our classrooms, so that they can take it home and follow, hopefully, your example of reading it and writing in it and making their own notes. I know our daughter Rebecca has started Bible journaling with hers and just coloring it and putting in pictures. And it's just so enjoyable to watch them make this their own, because it is. We each have this to make our own, to personalize it, because this is part of our relationship with God. He's given us this wonderful story from the beginning to the end to let us know that it all works out really well. You can even cheat and read the end of the story first if you like. If you can't wait to know, you can always start at the end. So this morning, what we want to do is we want to give kids these Bibles, and we give them to them as they move into fifth grade also, because fifth graders, and I know I've got some of you here in the room, you're starting middle school. And if you didn't figure it out in 3 days already, middle school is quite a bit different than elementary school. A lot of changes. You know, we've got a group of freshmen, boys and girls, that have moved into the high school now, and you know, they're experiencing all those changes again too. So we want to give you a Bible in fifth grade to get you through all of those changes and to let you know that you're never alone. Because I know sometimes when we're in school, whether it's elementary or middle school or high school or even life beyond as adults, sometimes you feel like you're alone. But this tells us that we're not. So we want to share it with our kids today. And so first, I'm going to call up some of our youngest ones. These are some boys and girls that are either starting pre-K this right now or have started kindergarten this week. So first, I have Eleanor, who has left the building. So, oh, there she is. I was like, where'd you go? I saw your cute brother, but that's for you, sweetheart. Okay. And then I have Miss Natalie. Where's Miss Natalie hiding? Miss Natalie, I can usually find in the back twirling around like a princess or a ballerina. Yes, I can. She's got her pretty tie-dye shirt on today. That is for you, sweetheart. Oh, and one of the cute little buttons here, Miss Macy. Where is Macy Wingler? Oh, here she comes. It's taken her a while to talk to me, but now she talks to me. Yep, maybe you can tell Harrison I'm okay to talk to. This is for you. You're welcome, sweetheart. Oh, and one of our newer families that we're so blessed to have with, where is Miss Cora this morning? Where are you? Come here, sweetheart. That is for you. You are so welcome. And last but not least, one of our really, really new families that we're so excited you're getting to know us, Miss Allie. Oh, I thought she was with you. Well, we'll give it to brother. Will you give this to sister at home? Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, so those are our little ones. Huh? She got one last year. George was trying to tell me that I forgot his own daughter. Who's in charge of children's ministry? He's like, we forgot Brianne. I'm like, no, she got one last year when she started pre-K. And Jenny's over there going, yes, she did. I have a spreadsheet. I keep very good track. I'm very anal that way. You know, I want to make sure I dot all my I's and cross my T's. And Miss Brianne, you've got a Bible at home now, don't you? Because I was like, she's not in third grade. These are my third grade ones. You'll be in third grade, though, before your mommy and daddy know it. That's the problem. So, Grayson. He was just waiting. He knew I was going to call his name first. There you are, sweetheart. Jack. Jack, I know you're there. Come visit me for a minute. Can you bring Sam with you too? Why don't you bring Sam also? Where's your brother? Go get Sam. Well, go get him. I said to bring him with you. I've got one for each of you. So that's for Jack. And Sam, this is for you, sweetheart. Okay, can you carry that back? Yay. Now, Harrison may not talk to me, but I know Julietta will. So come on up, sweetheart. She's all giggles. I told her, I said, next Sunday you get to be in a class without your brother. And she goes, yes. There you are, sweetheart. You're very welcome. Jude, my man. Jude and I got to spend time at camp together 2 weeks ago. You are so welcome, sweetheart. I don't think Miss Maya is here today. Nope, I did not think I had seen her, so we'll save hers. I have another wingler in the house that I need to see, Miss Ava. You're going to see a little video of Miss Ava later from camp. There you are, sweetheart. You're welcome. So those are my kiddos. Now I'm going to have the honor and joy of letting Mark and Susan come up. Because they lead our point. If you don't know them, these are our wonderful team of the McKays who have been leading our point now. Your wife has them. You got it.
Okay. All right. So it's nice to be up here and see you guys. The sanctuary is full this morning, which is awesome. And we have just an awesome range of ages from little tiny kids, newborns back there, and some older folks and everything in between. And the church is just growing right now and looks really great. So it's nice to be up here and see that. If anybody wants to come up here, it's probably okay. You can stand by me and look around. It's pretty neat. So, but the thing that unifies all of us is God's Word, right? We're here for God's Word. This is not a social club. This is not a community event. This is a community event, but this is, we are here for God's Word, right? We are here because we believe in Jesus Christ. We want our children to believe in Jesus Christ and live for Jesus Christ. So that is our reason to be here. That comes from the Bible. So those of you who are going to receive one of these, moving up into the fifth grade or sixth grade area, make sure you guys bring these to youth group every week because we use them every week, all right, every single week. And you guys have heard me say that before, but it's very important that we are in God's Word. And so every single week at the point, we use our Bibles, all right? So, on jail justice. She is over there. Here we go. Annabelle Kiesling. Ben Lammert. Parker McCullough. Isaac Morgan. Liam Vetter. And Brennan. There. Okay. As you all can see, we have a nice group of kids moving up. Well, I don't know if they're nice yet or not, but I assume they are. But we have a large group of kids moving up, which is awesome, and the point is growing, and we've had just really great participation in the last year, and we're looking forward to starting. We're starting next Sunday on that, so it's really excellent, just the support that the church gives us, the parents give us, that Wendy and George give us, and things are going well. So we're excited about starting and getting going on that. And then one last thing that I'll tell you right now, and then I'll get off the stage, is snacks. We need snacks at the point. And we have about 20, this year we may have about 25 people at a meeting, so we need a lot of snacks. So after church, I'm going to stay for the dinner, because I never miss church dinners, because I love them. So everybody can come and see me and sign up to bring the snacks, all right? And so I will have my notebook out ready to write your name down. All right? Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you. And I don't know if Mark mentioned, but I'm going to let parents know, because I'm a parent, that next Sunday is also parent night at the Point. The first Sunday of every month, which is next Sunday, August 7th, parents are invited, are encouraged, are asked to come to the Point and stay and be a part of that evening. Mark and Susan kind of pull us aside and talk to us about what they're going to be talking with the students for the next month, so that we know at home what we can be talking about and what we can be doing with our kids to encourage their participation in the Point. So I'll just, I'll lay down the gauntlet now to all the parents. I hope to see you next Sunday at the Point, and I will be taking names and writing them down if you're not there. So that's wonderful. So thank you to Mark and Susan for all that they do for our youth. So it's been a busy summer. As you see, I've been a hero. You are a hero when you take 17 third through sixth graders to camp for 4 days, right? Yes, Debbie's going, yes. This was the theme of our camp. We went to kids' camp, what's today, the 31st? 11 days ago. My brain hasn't functioned quite at full capacity yet since then. You're going to start seeing some pictures from our camp. So myself and George and Jesse Anderson and Debbie Witten had the true honor and privilege to take 17 kids to camp. This was the fourth year that we've been doing this, and each year our number has grown with the number of students that are going. But I will say this, week of camp was like camp I have never experienced before. The students and one of our leaders kind of felt like George had something to do with how camp started. But we get to camp, and about 15 minutes of getting there, a major storm comes through. Now, there's 21 of us, which means there's like 60 bags that we're trying to get moved into our cabin, because you've got all your bedding. And we had 13 girls. And for those of you that may not have any girls, they don't pack lightly, okay? They pack a lot of stuff. In fact, Lindley kept saying to me, can you really lift my bag? And I'm like, I've had two girls already, sweetheart. Yes, I can lift your bag. So it is storming. I mean, and we're trying to get all of our luggage in. And the cabin that we stay in, there's two floors to it, but you cannot get to each floor from the inside. So you have to go outside to get to where the boys were. We had to go outside to get to the girls. So we really indoctrinated one of our new families that couldn't join us here today, but husband and wife team of Ryan and Amy Graylinger went with us to help transport all of our belongings and children, and I think they left camp as soaked rats that afternoon. So we got everything in, and, you know, some were worried because their bags were with the boys, and, you know, some of the girls, we had the boys' stuff, so we got it all settled, and then the power goes out. Yeah, the power went out. For 8 hours, the power went out that first day. Yes, we arrived at camp about 4 p.m., and guess what time we had power then? Midnight. But it was fun. You know, it was amazing because it wasn't a big deal. The kids were all great. The whole camp was great. And camp did everything they could. We had dinner by candlelight almost that night, very low light. We had an acoustic worship that night. Yeah, that's Lindley going, really? You're going to get me up this morning? You think so? But it was just an amazing experience. And these 17 kids, they came together and I don't know if I've ever had a better camp experience. And not that I've had bad camp experiences, but these group of kids, they just really loved being together. And, I mean, we just had a really good time with them. But it was incredible. And so I want to share with you who actually went to camp, who's here today. And I want you to see these faces. I know you're seeing them up. Yeah, that was... We had to get that on tape, yeah. Debbie and I did. They were shoe shopping for sandals, by the way. They wanted to be cool like the counselors, so they were shoe shopping. And Debbie and I were like, uh-huh, we gotcha. So if you went to kids camp with Miss Wendy, I'd like you to come up here, please. I want you to see these beautiful faces. I'm going to move this behind me for a minute. I want you guys front and center. Look at all of them. See, I'm short. I may have to get in front. There's so many of them. This was our group. This was who we took with us. So I'm going to ask you a few quick questions. Did you have fun?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Did you have fun?
Yes.
Yes. Did you have a favorite thing you did? Raise your hand. Liam. Jude. See, I can never get those two straight. The water zip line, which you've seen pictures up of there. Angel. Watching people fail at blobbing. Maya or Ava. See, I did that at camp too. Blobbing Maya. In fact, we have a short, it's really quick video of Ava blobbing Maya. Yeah. Play that again. Let them see that again. Yeah. Now, let me tell you, Ava would be the blobber, but she would not be the blobby. She got right off of it. She's like, I'll blob anybody that wants to be blob, but you are not blobbing me, right? Right? Rebecca. Worship. Speaking of worship, Miss Jan, I want you to see how these kids worship at camp. I want you to see how our leaders worship at camp. So we're going to show it's about a minute video. You guys may not even know I took your video. Uh-oh. You guys may have to improvise. Okay. Jasmine, what did you want to share? Yes, George was our main blobber. Debbie, Jesse, and I stayed on land, and we let George go out on water. So he had quite a following when it came to blobbing. So anybody else? Parker? Bazooka ball. Bazooka ball is like paintball, but with foam. And somehow we think we need to find it here at church for the point is what was asked of. Yes, Susan, they want bazooka ball somehow, some way here. So, Lindley.
I like climbing.
You liked climbing. Yes. Meadow.
I like messy games because all I heard the whole time was Maya saying, ew.
Maya and Meadow did messy games, which... you know, ladies, some people pay hundreds of dollars for a mud spa. You come to camp with us and you can have it for free. So, all right, last one. Rebecca?
Zip line.
I know our kiddos did not get to zip line this year because of that great storm that came in. Our zip line day got canceled. So, Smash ball was fun. It was a very hot day. As you know, like 2 weeks ago, 100 degrees, lovely. So they're in these big plastic balls, and they're playing bumper balls, basically, with each other. So it was so our whole team, there was like 6 or 8 of you that were supposed to zip line. They got to smash ball against each other. So, all right, you guys can go sit down. Thank you so much. I don't think we're going to get to watch that music video, but if it comes up, then I'll just stop talking. So, but I share this. I share all these campers with you. You know, Mark and Susan shared earlier this summer, you know, after they took the youth camping to camp, to church camp, and now we've gone. And, you know, we're already committed to church camp for next year. And it takes a village to go to church camp. It doesn't take just Mark and Susan or myself. Like I said, I had three other leaders there with me, 17 kids. There's a lot of acreage to camp. And they run fast. We're like, where'd they go? So we're doing it again next year. Youth camp is for students who will be going into 7th grade through high school. That will be July 6th through the 10th. Kids camp, you know, why not make it right before school starts? We'll be July 20th to the 23rd. And here's what you can do at youth camp. We have a lot of fun, and every year the kids come home going, can we worship at church like we do at camp? I mean, every year, that's what I'm hearing from Rebecca. So come on, adults. They want to see you enjoying God's word just like they do. Michelle O'Neill came and helped us drive home that last day, so she experienced what camp. She saw Wendy dancing in the halls of the worship center, so you get your aerobic workout, didn't we? And then we come home and sleep for days. So it does. It takes a village for us to do these things because it does. It takes chaperones going. It takes other individuals helping us drive to and from camp. Camp's about an hour and 15 minutes away, so it's very doable. And we will start fundraising this fall for camp next year, even before we know who's going with us. And so we appreciate everything that you all do as a whole community of Faith Point that supports these kiddos, because we're planting seeds in them. And we maybe can't see what's growing in them yet, but there's some good things growing. And so see, all of this, all that we've been doing this summer, all we're about to do in our ministries as we kick back up, you know, with Promotion Sunday next week, with kids moving to new classes. You know, George mentioned that Disciple One sign-up is going on, as well as a new study group on Sunday mornings. You know, there's all these new ministries that we're getting ready to kick back up. But what keeps tugging at me through all of this is, where do we go from here? And what is that here? See, in our house, 2016 is many life changes going on in our home. And I didn't think that this would get to me, but I think it's going to. See, because Alexa's graduated. In fact, my phone tells me that 9 weeks ago, she graduated from high school on this legacy app that I have that lets us know how many weeks we have left with our kiddos before they graduated. So I'm in the negative now, because in 15 days, she leaves for college. She's off to Purdue. She will not be in our home every day. I will not be able to see how she's doing. See, and now Eli, my boy Sunshine, has started high school. He's a freshman at Floyd Central. Wait, how did that happen? How did that happen? And now I'm a band, we're a band family. How did that happen? And sweet Rebecca, she's in sixth grade at Highland Hills. And see, this fall, we are celebrating her by doing the JDRF walk to cure diabetes, because the same weekend of the walk represents 10 years since she was diagnosed with type 1. So I'm feeling pretty emotional about 2016, about all these changes going on. And in the midst of all of this, Michael and I are celebrating 22 years of marriage. Wow. Yeah, whoa, thank you. He's probably going, thank you. And see, when we were at Highland Hills this week for open house, one of the administrators said to us, you don't look old enough to have Alexis going off to Purdue. Yet here we are. Here we are. And where do we go from here? Because see, I've been blessed. Somehow, I have been amazingly blessed to oversee a ministry here at Faith Point, where now our whole family, the whole Moody family, helps in and helps with it. And I look around this room this morning, and I see all these life changes going on with all of us. New marriages, new babies, the baby just stepped out. Kids starting kindergarten. Yeah, you started kindergarten. Kids starting middle school. All of our fifth graders who started middle school. All of our ninth graders who started high school. Kids will be leaving us to start college or to go back to college and resume what they've been doing. Big kids who are now working. Full-time, responsible adults. I don't know about responsible. I know. Leisha's like, thank you, Lord. But see, I just keep going. But where do we go from here? Because you see, kids, and I'm talking to all you little kids. Well, maybe you're not so little, because I really think some of you are taller than me now, but I want to remind you of something, that as you start your day every day, there's a verse in your Bible that you should use to start your day. And it's in the book of Psalm, and it's chapter 118, and it's verse 24, and it says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. See, I believe that we need to rejoice in each day that we are given. Each day is a day to plant God's word, not only in my own life, but in those around us. Because see, as you're transitioning through school, you're going to have some struggles. You're going to have some difficulties. Your friendships are going to change. I know my college girls are shaking their heads going, yeah. Your friendships are good. Or they're going to disappear. You know, friends you had in elementary school may not be your friends by the time you hit high school. And friends you had in middle school may not be the friends you have when you're starting off to college. And the friends you had in high school when you're out working a full-time job and you've come back from college and you've experienced life differently may not be the same people you want to hang around with now. And see, you're going to succeed at things. Like our boys at camp, like they ruled Gaga Ball. Right, boys? You ruled it. We took all the competition down on Gaga Ball. Yeah, they were awesome. But you know what? We're going to fail at some things too. And that's okay. Because that's how we're going to learn. And you're going to make mistakes. And now, kids, are you listening? Because I'm going to share something with you that maybe your parents haven't shared with you. Are you listening? Good. Your parents are going to make mistakes too. I know. They don't like you to, we don't like to tell you that, but we do. You're going to have all these ups and downs. But what we need to kind of focus in on is that verse that we read. And we need to be rejoiceful and be glad in each day. You're going to have obstacles and opportunities every day. But you will choose how you're going to handle those. So we need to focus our day on God. Not on what goes on around us. See, my question of where do we go from here, it's for all of us in this room. For all of us that are experiencing some type of life change. For those who finished a disciple class in May. For those who experienced camp this summer. For those who just recently went on a mission trip. For those who are about to embark on a new journey. Where do I go from here? Here. See, at kids camp 2 weeks ago, the camp pastor talked to the kids about David. Do y'all know about David in the Bible? He's a man after God's own heart. Now, the kids, help me out here. Was David really tall? No. Was he strong? Was he like the strongest man around? He wasn't, was he, Kate? He wasn't. But he's the one that God chose to be king. And you know what? God has chosen each and every one of us for something. We may not always know what, but we've been chosen. The fact that you're here, you were chosen. You were chosen. He loves you. He loves every single one of us. You are all so special. See, George shared with me this week, I was telling him what I wanted to talk about, and he forwarded to me a daily word of encouragement that he gets from Dr. Henry Cloud, and it said, "You cannot grow a plant by dipping it into the dirt once a year. And it takes ongoing connection to build a root system. Same is true for all growth." See, all our kids are getting bigger. They're getting bigger because we feed them. They drink lots of milk. I can't tell you how much milk I'm going through in my house right now by a certain 14-year-old boy. I don't just feed them once a year. So should we feed our faith? How often should we feed our faith? How often, buddy? Every single day. That was one of my little campers. So proud of him. See, our faith does not continue to grow if we aren't taking care of our roots. And going to camp or participating in a mission trip each summer isn't going to continue to grow our faith if we aren't growing in God's word the other 51 weeks out of the year. And completing a disciple class won't grow our faith if we don't use that knowledge to make more and stronger disciples. That's what we're called to do. We don't take the class just to say, "I took the class, I get a pin, and that's the end of it." We take the class so that we can grow and we can share. And we can be in community with others. And we can show them how we should be living. See, and when I see that verse, I think of Matthew. And I think of one of the parables that Jesus gave us. And it's the parable of the farmer scattering the seed. So it's in Matthew chapter 13. And it begins at verse 3. "And listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. And as he scattered them across the field, Some seeds fell on a footpath and the birds came and ate them. And other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they didn't have deep roots, they died. And other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. And you see, if we take care of our roots, if we water our life in God's word and in community with each other and in Bible study and in going to camp and in volunteering within the church, produce a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. He's going to give us so much, more than we can even imagine. But we have to take care of what he's giving us. We got to take care of our kids. These beautiful, amazing children. And so, when I think of our kids, and I think of where do we go from here, all of our kids, whether they're at school or at college or working now, I want you to know that I think about you every day. And I think about you particularly when I hear this song. There's a song by Sidewalk Prophets called "The Words That I Would Say." And this really tugs on my heart as a parent because I don't think we always do a good job of saying things to our kids, of reminding them of how much they are loved, not only by us, but by God. In fact, this song came on the radio this week while I was driving around with Alexis, and I already knew that I was using it this week. And it resonates on my heart because the chorus of this song, I feel this as a parent, because as a parent, we want our kids to do better. We don't want them to have to live through some of the heartaches, the mistakes, the failures. We kind of want to be able to help maneuver them and let them bypass those things. But see, here's what I've learned, what I've experienced, is we can't. Because they don't always want to listen to us. Kind of like we don't always want to listen to God as adults. They need to travel those bumps. They need to learn from their successes and their failures. Yet kids, college kids, young adults, that doesn't mean though that we want to stop giving you some insight, giving you support. See, the chorus of this song, here's what it says. Be strong in the Lord and never give up hope. You're going to do great things. I already know. God's got his hand on you. So don't live life in fear. Forgive and forget. But don't forget why you're here. Take your time and pray. These are the words I would say. From one simple life to another, come find peace in the Father. His love will find a way. See, these are the words I think we should be saying to each other, to our families, to each other in here. When we're having a bad day, when we're maybe feeling alone, you need to know to be strong in the Lord and to never give up hope. The following verse talks about fear. As the song says, don't live life in fear. And we're reminded of that in the Bible. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, there is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And the one who fears is not made perfect in love. Be strong in the Lord and never give up hope. I know you're going to do great things. We've got an amazing group of kiddos that are starting college in a few weeks. Go do great things. Never give up hope. God's got his hand on you. He loves you. I love you. I am beyond excited for what lies ahead for some of you, for all of you. Don't live life in fear. Go and do, make change. You can do it because you've got God's hand right there with you. And we are right here together to be there for each other. So as I close this morning, and before we move into our offering and our other announcements before lunch, I want to share this song with you if you don't know it. I want you to listen to the words. I want you to stand and sing with it. And I want you to know that you are loved and supported and cared for, not only by God, but by all of us. Thank you so much for being a part of our Faith Point family. Thank you for letting me share our kids with you this morning. Thank you for sharing your kids with us every Sunday morning. I am excited for what lies ahead, but I charge us all today to go forward knowing that you're going to do great things. All of you, all of us. So be strong, stand in the Lord. These are the words that I say to you.